CC Sabathia and the Yankees are trying to avoid the sweep at the Trop to Chris Archer and the Rays. We'll pick it up in the second. It's 1-0 Tampa Bay with D.D. Gregorius at the plate.
And Archer deals. Hit on the ground in the hole. It's a base hit right field. Ellsbury will easily score. Souza fires home, and it's not cut off, so all the way to second base goes Didi. And the pitch is lined at deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Brett Gardner, a two-run home run. Gardner plants one in the right field seats. Gardy goes yardy. Well, here's the payoff. Swung on and drilled to deep left field. That ball is gone. Derek Norris hit a bullet into the lower seats in left field, and it's now a 3-2 ball game. For Norris, his fourth home run, his 13th RBI, and it's a one-run game, 3-2 Yanks. Now Green's 1-2. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. Judge in right center field dives, and he made the catch. Oh, what a catch. On his way to third is Dickerson. It's a double play. Now Betances is set. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
That's save number two on the year for Betances, and the Yankees do avoid the series sweep. CC Sabathia allows one earned run over five to get the win. He beats the Rays for the second time this year, and D.D. Gregorius goes 4-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. A nice win for the Yankees on the road Sunday as Joe Girardi gets timely pitching, timely hitting, and excellent defense from his team.
He has to do everything right to make that play. You know, if he takes a bad route, he's not making the play. If he doesn't get a good jump. And this isn't the easiest building to see. And this is a building where sometimes if you take your eyes off the ball in a day game, you're not finding it. He did everything right, and that's why he was able to make the play.
Joe, you've described him as a complete player. Mm-hmm. We've asked you about the home runs. Is this another example?
Yeah. I mean, his defense is very good. And I think, again, as big as he is, I mean, we all talk about the power, but we forget about the little things that he does really well. And defense is not a little thing, but – you know, getting a jump on a ball, that's a big thing, you know, and sometimes it's underestimated how important that is. You know, he has the ability to throw. He just does a lot of things right.
Joe, you talk about your bullpen being taxed sometimes, but again, today they pitch pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the importance is that we have a couple guys that can give us more than a couple guys that can give us multiple innings on a day that, you know, Adam said he was okay, but I felt, if we could stay away from him, I'm just going to stay away from him. Greeny stepped up, you know, so now I probably got to stay away from Greeny for a couple days. So the other guys got to, you know, do their job. Both lefties have been used recently a couple days in a row. So, you know, you just got to kind of spread it. And that's why I did it the way I did it. I told Dylan we're going to need multiple outs today. It was a possibility, and he did his job, and just tremendous job by Clippard and Green.
Gardner, I don't think he's stolen a base since like April 10th. I mean, is that a concern?
Because he's a home run hitter.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, is that something you guys have talked about?
No. I mean, we still want him to run. It's really if the opportunities present themselves. We don't want him to run into outs. You got to remember, he's got a lot of power behind him. We don't want him to run into outs. But if the opportunity presents itself, he's going to run.
Joe, do you think that's a big part of it, the fact that he has Sanchez behind him?
Well, I think it's – and people are going to pay attention to him. You know, we ran a lot the first month, and I think people are paying closer attention to it.
Aaron Judge is known for his big bat, but his beautiful grab in the sixth inning helped preserve this Yankees victory.
Not off the bat, no, but I just took a couple steps, and I got there. You know, I wasn't doing it on offense, so, you know, I had to do something on defense and was able to help out the team.
That was more than a couple steps.
Yeah. I just right to get off the bat and just tried my best to get there, and when I looked up right before I caught it, I saw I might have a chance and just dove for it. So,
Aaron, do you take as much pride in that as you do one of the 400-foot-plus home runs?
Yeah, there's anything I can do to help out the team. You know, CeCe's out there doing well, and then you're running Greeny and facing a good hitter Longoria. You know, anything us on defense can do to help him out, let's do it. So,
at any point, did you not see the ball?
Yeah, it kind of came in and out with the lights and the roof, but just kept my eye on it the whole time and just tried to see it the whole way.
What are the emotions like
after you make the catch and then go back to the dugout and your teammates are high-fiving and stuff like that?
They're excited. I was excited too, but now it's the play's over. Now it's time to go do something on offense. You know, it's still a tight game and made a good play, but you just got to move on and try to do something on offense.
You seen it?
What's that?
You seen the replay?
I just saw it a couple seconds ago.
And how would you grade it?
How would I grade it? A good catch. That's
you didn't look too excited immediately after the play. Were you trying not to act like a rookie?
No, it was just, that's what I'm getting paid to do, is make plays out there, you know, and that's what I did. I made a play and was able to double, I think, Dickerson off first base, and I'll just help out the team. You know, that's what I'm there to do. The play was over with. It's time to move on and get ready for the next play, so.
You hit the ground pretty hard. Did you feel okay coming up?
Yeah, we were good. Adrenaline was pumping, so you really don't feel too much, so.
CC Sabathia has now won back-to-back starts for the first time in 2017. Here's the left-hander after his fourth win of the year.
I just think my stuff was a little crisper. You know, Sanchi did a great job behind the plate again, calling the game, and, you know, we got to two strikes, and they fouled off a lot of pitches, which ran my pitch count up, but we were able to finish them when we needed to.
For the home run, I think you had a stretch where you retired 12 straight batters. What's the feeling like when you have that type of rhythm going?
Feels good. I mean, you know, obviously, it's, you know, we're pitching against Archer, so it's going to be tough, so, you know, I'm just trying to get the boys back in the dugout quick as possible to get, you know, try to get some more runs.
The bat with Beckham, I think it was in the fifth, that just kept going on and on. What's your approach in that? Just, I guess, I think he ended up
just make a pitch. Yeah, you know, I got two outs and two strikes, and I'm just trying to make a pitch to kind of get out of the inning. You know, whether it's a strikeout, ground ball, fly ball, whatever. You know, just make a pitch to get out of the inning. And you know, Gary caught a two-seamer, you know, which is right on time, and you know, that was probably the best one I've thrown in 2 weeks, and you know, got the ground ball. I was just telling Shreve, it's weird. I mean, I know that ball was in the gap, but when he hit it and Judge started running, I was like, oh, he's going to catch that. Like in my head, you know, it's weird to think that. But, I mean, you know, he's a great player. He's a good outfielder, covers a lot of ground. So felt like he had a chance. I mean, obviously, he's one of the best catches of the year so far. So it was a big, big out for us.
CeCe, has he opened your eyes defensively at all? Everybody talks so much about his power and what he could do at the plate, but the fact that he can play solid defense as well?
Yeah, I mean, in his arm, you know, I had no idea he could throw like that. You know, he threw a ball at home the other day from the warning track to the plate on the line. I mean, he's just a freak.
When you guys came up to the top step of the dugout after the inning, what did you say to him?
Oh, I mean, just that a boy. You know, it was, you know, everybody was fired up and, you know, obviously when you get the whole team pretty much at the top step, you know, it's obviously one of the biggest plays, you know, so far for us this year.
On Monday, the Yankees will play host to the Royals. Michael Pineda will start the opener.